that in itself tends to bind us. I talk about this thing about, you know, we can be bound by some chains, handcuffs, I don't know, something. And we go to church and God frees us from them. Drop those chains right there. We're having a good time, and church is over, and and we go back, and before we leave, we grab those chains and say, I might need these later. We serve a God that is worthy to take care of all that if we'll just let him. Psalms 107 says, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Folks, he's good. His faithful love endures forever. Has the Lord redeemed you?
Yes.
Then speak out. Tell others he has redeemed you from your enemies. For he has gathered the exile from many lands, from the east and the west and the north and the south. Some wandered in wilderness, lost and homeless, hungry and thirsty. They nearly died. Lord, help, they cried in their trouble. And he rescued them from their distress. He led them straight to safety, to a city where they could live. Let them praise the Lord for his great love and for the wonderful things he has done for them. For he satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things. Verse 10. Some sat in darkness and deepest gloom, imprisoned in iron chains of misery. They rebelled against the words of God, scorning the counsel of the Most High. That is why he broke them with hard labor. They fell, and no one was there to help them. Lord, help! They cried in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. He led them from the darkness and deepest gloom, and he snapped their chains. Let them praise the Lord for his great love and for the wonderful things he has done for them. For he broke down their prison gates of bronze and he cut apart their bars of iron chains. We serve a God that can do it, folks. We just need to come to him. You may be here today and, you know, you're dealing with some things. I mean, you're in this place, and this is a great place to be. Some of us need to come to this place every day. You may not have to come to this building, but you need to come to this place. You understand what I'm saying? We need to do that. And if we can just let God, things are going to be good. Amen? Amen. You ready? Is your mic on? Yeah, let's turn that mic on.
That might help a little
bit. There we go.
I serve a God who breaks the chains. And I think it's crazy that scripture is like specific in terms of the intensity and the strongness of the chains that we have. And that he takes care of them with probably just his word can break those chains off of us. Amen. I am sobered today. I feel like in watching that video, we could have sat here for 10 minutes and soaked in the meaning of that. God wants to do something today. I don't know what it is, but there's been a thread, at least from my perspective, through Sunday school. You read my scripture. I have it marked right here to do. You read it, right? I feel like God has something to do today, church, if we are willing and able to come to him and allow him. Don't pick those chains back up this afternoon. Who God has set free. is free indeed.
You've been walking the same old road for miles and miles. You've been hearing the same old voice tell the same old lies.
Come on now.
If you're trying to fill the same old holes inside, there's a better life.
Yes.
There's a better life. So if you've got pain, he's a pain taker. And if you feel lost, he's a way maker. And if you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you've got chains, he's a chain breaker.
Yeah.
Yes, he is. We've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night.
Yeah, we have.
We've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. And we've all run to things we know just ain't right. There's a better life.
Oh, yes, there is.
There's a better life. Oh. So if you've got pain, he's a pain taker. And if you feel lost, he's a way maker. And if you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. Oh, yes, he is. If you believe it,
I do. Yeah.
If you receive it,
come on now.
If you can feel it, woo, somebody testify. Oh. Yeah. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify, testify. Hey. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. You've got pain, he's a pain taker, my Lord. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. And if you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. Well, if you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. Oh, yes, he is.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so thankful. Hey.
Yes. Oh, church, I'm telling you, we're going to do this song called Seasons. And how many of you know there are seasons in my life? Mm-hmm. It doesn't stay the same, right?
No.
There was a couple of things I was thinking about when I thought of this song. And, you know, it's the idea that there's reaping and sowings, you know, you sow and then you reap what you put in the ground, right? And there's seasons that happen and in our lives where there's times you can't really harvest if you didn't plant at the right time, right? Right? There's a way that goes so that it works. I also was thinking, when we look at the seasons of our lives, something that's been strong in my heart over the last year or two, probably the last year and a half, is that idea that, you know, people don't make it to the Olympics if they decide 5 months beforehand, I think I want to be a
100.
Right? In whatever sport it is, they're not going to, I think I'm going to do this. Like, you're not going to really go anywhere with the shot put if you haven't practiced it, right? A football team is not going to be in the Super Bowl if they have not been working. Amen. Conditioning. Lord forbid a war comes to our country. We will not be winning if our military's been hanging out, partying, right, chilling, trying to, what am I supposed to wear? Do I got my, right? These things are successful because there's training, there's practice, there's, when I was a child, I thought like a child. 1 Corinthians 13 says that. You know, I thought and I acted and I responded like a child, but, and that's true when we come to Jesus, right? We're just a child. We don't know that much about it. I just know what I've seen, you know, on the movie Noah, or, you know, don't the trees come alive and help him build a... That's the generation. That's the message they're getting. If we ain't living it. But once I was a child, and now as I've grown, right? As we grow, we learn. We go to school, we learn things, we put that in there, we memorize the times table, we whatever. And we go on with life. We know. We react differently because we know better. What was in my heart this morning was, church, if you've been in this, okay, me. If I've been in church for 20 years, I should not be the same as I was when I came, when I first came. I should know more. It's a personal relationship with Jesus. It ain't about if you were singing in the choir, if you sat on the bench. But to be in the game, you got to practice. You got to know it. You need to have an answer. So there were a couple of scriptures, and so you read one of them already. And the idea that he says that he is the vine. We are the branches. So our strength doesn't come from us. Right? The rooted, the thing that's strong is Jesus. So those who remain in him and I in them, he says, will produce fruit. Yes. Yeah. That's where our fruit comes from. It doesn't come because we're a branch or a leaf. It comes from what's rooted and where we get the juices from, right? Yes. From apart from me, you can't do anything. Anyone who doesn't remain in me, you're like the branches that wither and fall and then they're raked up and thrown out. Yeah. That's just reality. But if you remain in me and my words remain in you, you can ask for anything and you'll have it. When you produce much fruit, you are my disciples. It brings glory to the Father. I had a moment on that this morning. We should be producing fruit. We're not just supposed to be sucking up the water for ourselves, but producing fruit. I have loved you even as my Father has loved me. So remain in my love. When you obey my commandments, you remain in my love. I've told you these things. This is my commandment. Love each other in the same way that I've loved you. There was Ecclesiastes. There's a verse that says, plant in the morning and work hard all through the day, because you don't know where the fruit is going to happen. You just got to keep going. You can't just plant in the morning and be like, I'm done. And did anybody water the... Like, we're not going to have fruit. He's faithful. And if we keep moving, if we remain in him, his love remains. So that when we go through a season, my family went through a season. I thought, oh, Lord, my sister's going to turn her back on God. Where are you, God? This, you're not answering like you normally do. Come on, you work A, B, C, D. Isn't that how you work? You're not working that way. And I remember it was powerful. My sister said, you know, Carol, I just got to vent this, but I mean, God and I will be fine. I'm just going through a season. But she remained in him. She didn't walk away from that. Church, we got to know him. They know it, but they don't have the power. We're not going to see it change if we don't stay rooted. Seasons may change. The songs change. The last couple of churches they've had, man, worship has been something. And then we get up, I'm like, you could tell I'm 50.
What?
Shoot. The songs may change, but our praise stays the same, right? Because he does not change. So I don't know what season you're in, but this altar is here to bring it. God, I gotta trust you. I'm telling you, my family was saying that with tears in our eyes. God, you ain't doing it like normal, but you've done it. I know you can do it. I believe, God, help my unbelief, that I could trust you to remain the same, no matter what happens. Yes. Though the music changes and the songs we sing, we still lift our praises to our loving God and King. Though the music changes and the songs we sing, we still lift our praises to our loving God and King. Though the seasons change, your love remains, your love remains. Help us to trust you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, you've been faithful to plant the seed, and you will be faithful to always send your rain. Lord, you've been faithful to plant your seed, and you will be faithful to always send your rain. Oh.
Seasons change,
Lord.
Your love remains, your love remains. And though the seasons change,
yes, Lord,
your love remains, your love.
Father God, I pray that you would help us to not become idle. But when we plant the seeds that you have given in our hearts, help us to work hard, to keep working till the sun goes down, to see your kingdom come in our midst, God. That we would know that you are faithful to take us through whatever this season is that you have, God. That when we come before you in your kingdom, God, we can stand without concern. That we will spend eternity worshiping you because we knew you. We knew you. We didn't just know of you, but we knew you, God. Oh, though the seasons change, Lord, your love remains, your love remains. Though my season changes, Lord, your love remains. I believe your love remains. Oh, though the
though your seasons change,
I believe that
your love remains.
Lord,
your love remains, though the seasons change.
I believe, Lord, that
your love remains.
Oh, your love. Believe it, Lord, though the seasons change, I know your love remains.
Do you believe it?
Your love remains,
though the seasons change.
I believe that your love remains.
Your love remains.
Though we're far apart, you keep running with open arms, Lord. Though we were far apart, my God, you came running with open arms.
We are so grateful for your never-ending love for us, Jesus. That no matter where we go, your arms, not only are they open wide, but you come after us. You desire us, Jesus.
Before I spoke a word, you were singing over me. And you have been so, so good to me. Before I took a breath, you breathed your life in me. And you have been so, so kind to me. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, it chases me down, fights till I'm found, leaves a 99. And I couldn't earn it, I don't deserve it. Still you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, speak to us, Lord.
Oh, my Lord, Lord, you're worthy.
When I was your foe, still your love fought for me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, you have been so, so good to me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, when I felt no worth, you paid it all for me. Oh, you have been so, so kind to me.
Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, it chases me down, fights till I'm found, leaves the 99. And I couldn't earn it, I don't deserve it. Still you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Hey, I'm so thankful
for
your love, Lord, 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 Lord,
Lord.
There's no shadow you won't light up. mountain you won't climb up. Coming after me.
Thank you, Jesus.
There's no wall you won't kick down or lie you won't tear down. Coming after me.
Jesus.
There's no shadow you won't light up. A mountain you won't climb up. Coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. Coming after me.
Lord.
There's no wall you won't kick down, a lie you won't tear down. Coming after me. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, it chases me down, fights till I'm found, leaves a 99, and I don't deserve it. I don't deserve it, still you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. You are worthy, Lord. I'm so thankful. Thank you, Jesus. Father,
hallelujah, hallelujah.
Father, we thank you. Lord, we honor you. There is none like you. We give you glory. We give you honor. We look to you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Just going to do one more song. And I ask that as we do this song, that you would respond to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Let him take your chains. Trust him with everything that you are. Let him lead you. Let him guide you. And for some of us, for that to happen, we need to let some things go. We need to give him some things. We need to step to him, not run from him. Because he's continually running after us. He's continually knocking at the door of our hearts. Even though that you opened your heart up to him one time and he saved you. And that may be true, but he's still knocking. Because he wants to continue to build a relationship with you, with us. In the name of Jesus.
You know, the children of Israel had to bring their best. And it was this annual thing. You got, you know, to cover the sins of your family, bring the best, purest, spotless. That one you want to sell off for some money, that needs to come to the house of God and be the sacrifice. And Jesus changed that for us, where we don't have to do that. We just partook in the body and the blood that was the last natural sacrifice that had to be made. Jesus did that. But church, there's an altar here because there are things in our lives that we hold on to. There are chains that we have said, Lord, set me free. And then we go and pick them up. And, Lord, set me free. Who the Son has made free is free indeed. So don't go back. That's what the scripture says. Don't go back then to the yoke of slavery. He didn't say, and so pray that it doesn't come after you. We're the ones who decide. When it's dead, it's dead. But there are times we need to just bring them to the altar. God, I got pride that I just need to bring to the altar. I've got this temper. God, I look at that video this morning and I think, you know what I do in secret. And I need to give that to you. I want who I am in here to be who I am out there. There's things, church, that we need to bring to the altar. And we just want to give you that opportunity today.
Are you hurting and broken within?
We need to spend some time with our Savior.
Overwhelmed by the weight of sin, Jesus is calling.
Have you come to the end of yourself? Do you thirst for a drink from the well? Jesus is calling.
Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Father, I need more of you today, Jesus, Jesus.
Leave behind your regrets and mistakes.
Let them go.
Come today, yeah. There's no reason to wait. Oh. Jesus is calling. Yes, yeah. He is.
Bring your sorrows and trade them for joy. From the ashes, a new life is born.
Jesus is calling,
yeah.
Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness,
it was bought with
the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness,
it
was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
Oh, yes, he did. Died for me. Rose from the dead. I have new life now. Oh, what a Savior. Isn't he wonderful? Sing hallelujah. Christ is risen. Yes. I'll bow down before him, for he is Lord of all. And sing hallelujah, for Christ is risen.
Oh, sing it with us.
Oh, what a Savior.
Isn't he wonderful?
Now
sing hallelujah, for Christ is risen. I'll bow down before him,
oh Lord,
for he is Lord of all.
And I
sing hallelujah, Christ is risen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, come to the altar.
The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with, oh, the precious blood, the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
Bear your cross as you wait for a crown. Tell the world of the treasure you found.
Oh,
thank you, Jesus.
Lord,
thank you, Jesus.
In you. We trust you, Lord.
Hallelujah. 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 The altar was created in anticipation of having an encounter with God. And I think there's some of us here today that God is saying, come to the altar. And so I want to give you a few moments. If you sense God calling you to come to the altar, to have an encounter with Him, just leave your seat and come to the altar. I believe God is speaking to someone today to come to the altar. You've been fighting, hallelujah, you've been fighting it, but God says, come, today is your day, today is your day, don't fight it, come, 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 hallelujah, yes, come, come to the altar, come, 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 your own personal altar, hallelujah, thank you, Lord, hallelujah, come, come, come to the altar, hallelujah, come. Come, come to the altar. Come, Pastor David. Come pray for these people. Come on, John. Come up here, John. Come up here, John. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. Yeah, yes. Yes, yes. Yeah. Pray for these people here. Hallelujah. Pray for them. Pray for them. Pray for them. Yes. Hallelujah. 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 Come. 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 Come, come to the altar. Come, come. Come up here, Gail. Help pray. Come here, Gail. Quickly, quickly. Hallelujah. Come pray. Hallelujah. God's calling you. God's calling you. Hallelujah. God's calling you. Hallelujah. Yes, God's calling you. Pray for these people here. Yes, yes. Hallelujah. He's calling you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. No matter what you've done. God's got you. God's got you. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. Here at the altar. Yes. You tell the Lord. You tell the Lord. You tell the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yelebaloko dabarakata.